In survey after survey, New Yorkers have been 50-50 on the gas extraction process hydraulic fracturing, which is on hold under a de facto moratorium. Don Levy is director of Siena College Research Institute.
When you look across the entire state of New York, we see that voters are evenly divided. A different scenario here in the southern tier in the Hudson Valley. Right now we find that a majority, 51% of the voters we spoke to, say that right now they're opposed to hydrofracking moving forward, only 35% in favor. So a really clear majority on an issue that statewide has really been a toss-up. So a difference of opinion amongst those voters who live very close to where fracking is proposed to take place.
Travis Prue is communications director with Environmental Advocates of New York.
Basically, you have residents here in New York saying, no thanks, we don't want it, we don't need it, fracking is not welcome here.
The online Marcellus Drilling News accuses Siena of providing cherry-picked polling results to appeal to anti-frackers, based on Siena excluding responses from Shenango and Steuben counties, while including anti-drilling counties like Tompkins, Schuyler, and Wayne. Prue accuses the gas industry of employing bully tactics to force fracking upon New York.
The industry has spent literally millions of dollars, not only to bully the state into a decision by trying to force lawsuits, by trying to undermine Governor Cuomo, by trying to put state legislators into a corner, but also literally to employ this entire propaganda machine into making New Yorkers think that there is going to be this magical economic windfall if we allow fracking in New York. But again, you know, because the state has taken its time and has taken a cautious approach, we've been able to learn from other states.
Consideration to allow the controversial gas extraction method has been on pause in New York since 2008, awaiting completion of a review of health and environmental impacts by the Cuomo administration. The Time Warner Siena poll found that 42% of respondents feel it's important to collect natural gas found below ground. 60% feel fracking runs the unacceptable risk of contaminating groundwater. 52% believe fracking in the southern tier would generate economic activity. 55% think it will generate jobs. Again, Don Levy.
If you only talk about jobs and economic benefit, people nod their head. But when you say, is the risk worth it? You know, right now, the folks who live in those two regions are saying it is not worth it.
Brad Gill, executive director of the Independent Oil and Gas Association of New York, did not return calls for comment. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.